Lord, and we ask that you bless her. We ask that whatever's from you find a home in our hearts, and whatever's not, let it go its own way. In Jesus' name, amen. It is a real honor and privilege for me to introduce Lisa to you. She has just been a blessing to all of us, and as a pastor, it is such a joy to have people come up and tell you what God has been doing in their lives. And it's also a break for you because you don't have to listen to me. So, Lisa.
If this starts buzzing, just move it a little bit and it'll stop.
Thank you, Kevin. To all the mothers here today, happy Mother's Day. My name is Lisa Mazarese. I want to thank God for this privilege. I pray this message is pleasing to him, healthy for me, and helpful to another human being. Psalm 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I want to start by saying thanks, Mom. You're the best mother that a girl could ask for. She has shown me such unconditional love. She has never left my side. Also, I would like to share some values she has instilled in me and taught me along the way. The first is patience. I'll be speaking about that today. Trust God. Jesus loves you and sleep with the angels. You need courage and you have to be strong or you will never make it. Life is tough. You have to be able to live with your mistakes. Watch your choices. Obedience. Act like a lady. Watch the company you keep. Use your special gifts and talents. Study hard. Learn to do something and do it well. Don't be lazy. Return what you borrow. Help others. Attitude is everything. Forgive yourself. Mind your own business. Don't gossip. Watch how you spend your money. Be kind to others. Compassion. Love yourself. Family is everything. Love your brothers and sisters and don't fight. These are some of the many. I would like to share the first two, which is patience and trusting God, where I failed tremendously. Today I will speak about the wisdom of a wonderful mother and the love of the perfect father and show how my mother's values are entwined with the word of God. They call me Scripture Lady at the aftercare prison ministry, and today you will find out how I got that nickname. I am a multiple DUI offender. I am a sinner saved by grace. My sin led me to prison. In the quietness of my prison cell, God told me many things. That's a whole nother sermon, but I'm going to tell you a couple. He said, I am the Lord your God. Do not be afraid. You are lost. You have stepped out of my will, the plan for your life. Forgive yourself, Lisa, and others. And this is the most important thing he said. Wait patiently on me, and I will lead you to victory. We will speak about patience today. Waiting on the Lord, how God works in our behalf. Isaiah 64:4. Since the world began, no ear has heard and no eye has seen a God like you who works for those who wait on him. Before we go any further, I would like to make it clear that waiting does not mean to sit or stop. Think of a waiter. It means to serve as we wait. Ironically, my mother was a hostess at Denny's. We must learn to wait on God's timing and God's direction. Patience is the will to wait. We pause for further instruction, and we wait with a calm acceptance. Psalm 37:34, travel steadily his path. We trust him to intervene. Psalm 25:3, no one who trusts in you will ever be disgraced. Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing. It is impossible to wring your hands when they are folded in prayer. Waiting on the Lord is the most valuable principle. Why? He is all powerful, all knowledge, all understanding. This is what happens while you wait. God saves you. God smiles on you. The smile of God is all you need to overcome the scowls of men. God shows you the way. God strengthens you. You are equipped to do what he has ordained you to do in his time. Matthew 6:8, he knows what you need. God has provided in the past, provides in the present, and will provide in the future. Psalm 103:5, he wants to give you gifts. Exodus 14:14, he loves you unconditionally. Unconditionally. Thanks, Mom. The reason we don't wait is because we want what we want, when we want it, the way we want it. We need to let go of what we think is our immediate need. It requires us to remove all deadlines. He is the sovereign God of the universe, and here I am giving him deadlines. In Psalm 83, they speak of El Elyon, one of God's many names, meaning most high or more than enough, not a God of barely enough. We serve a God who gives us more than enough. His resources never end. There is no recession in heaven. The psalmist tells us in Psalm 24, he knows you better than anyone else. He is happy when you succeed. God is not trying to be strict or stern. He tells us this because if you don't, the enemy is going to snarl you and entangle you, and you miss the greatest things in your life. They speak of that in Isaiah 24:17. Satan, the great deceiver, ruler of demons, whose name means adversity. He wants to silence you and cripple you. Satan influences us to make decisions where ultimately we end up under the authority of someone or something else. We fall under the authority for someone else. Isaiah 40:31. If you run ahead or lag behind, you'll be the perfect target for the enemy. It takes strength and courage to wait for something that you want now. Strength and courage, said by my mother. Thank you. Courage is fear taken to prayer. We must learn to wait for his time and deliverance. The word deliver means to set free, to rescue. 2 Samuel 22:48, he always comes to your rescue. When you wait for God's time and you're waiting for God's best, Romans 5:5, he won't disappoint you. 1 Chronicles 29:11, he is very strong and quite capable. And Micah 7:7, as for me, I look to the Lord for help. I wait confidently for God to save me, and God will certainly hear me. Even the angels have looked down in anticipation and asked, now, Lord? And the Lord replied, not yet. Not waiting on God is saying, I don't trust you. He will make sure your circumstances are right. Make sure your motives are right. He teaches us to trust him, and he is protecting us. Protecting me sounds like a mom. A big problem that we have is the advice of other people. If I were you, you're not me. Psalm 37:7, be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about people who prosper or fret their wicked schemes. We make the greatest impact when we wait. We send an awesome testimony. Psalm 27:14, wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave, courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. The waiting requires, again, faith, which is to trust and obey, patience, humility, and courage. Hebrews 11:1, faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us the assurance about what we cannot see. Waiting requires you to resist temptation. Resist the advice of other people. People's vision can be narrow. They look at you at what you were and not what you can become. They define you how they met you. 3, you have to not have the feel of failure. My special gifts and talents lead me to my purpose. You are equipped to do what God has ordained you to do. And 4 is to submit to authority. When we submit to authority in every level, God will bless those places. He can trust you, and he will promote you. He acts on the behalf of those who wait on him. He blesses everywhere his sacred heart is honored. When we step out of God's will, you will have the consequences of 1, disappointment. 2, the feeling, I did it my way, and I'm so sorry. 3, you have lost God's best. 4, bring upon yourself hurt and suffering. And 5, other people get hurt. He is fully equipped. He's fully committed to equip you for whatever he calls you to do. He is personally involved in this process and in our lives. He knows all the things that you need. He is in charge of all things. He is sovereign. He gives us divine enabling. Daniel 4:37. He wants only the best for you. His motivation towards you is only good. And in Revelation 22:5, he believes in happily ever after. This is important. You were born to be a victor. Do not be discouraged where you are in your life, because God can work out both things. 1 is God's will. That was the plan he had for your life. And 2 is circumstantial will, where you brought yourself. He will clean up your mess, move you in the right direction. He will get you on the righteous path for a full victory for his glory. Lay all your visions at his feet and lose yourself in his vision. In closing, I want you to listen to this. This is the miracle of waiting. He will change your heart and move you away from what you desire to what he desires. And it was what you wanted the whole time. I'm going to say it again. He will change your heart and move you away from what you desired to what he desires. And it will be what you wanted the whole time. Psalm 24, may he grant you your desires, your heart's desires, and make all of your plans succeed. Mom, to you, this is the word of the Lord, so you cannot argue. Proverbs 31:29. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. Thanks, Mom. To my Heavenly Father, Psalm 9:1-14. I will praise you publicly. I will tell of all the marvelous things you have done, so I can rejoice that you have rescued me. To my brothers and sisters in Christ, thank you for all the love and support you have given me. It is a pleasure and honor to be part of this. Psalm 28, hold fast, stand firm, and be courageous. Proverbs 1:8-9. My son, hear the instructions of your father and do not forsake the law of your mother. Thank you for allowing me to do something so magnificent for my Heavenly Father in heaven and for you. Amen.